Producer Charlie Fink and writers Marshall Palette and A.D. Pineto have staged a new musical, Who's Your Baghdaddy or How I Started the Gulf War, which explores the forces that led to the start of Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2003. Fink says he hoped to use what he called the exaggerated magical reality of musical comedy to illustrate how responsibility for the start of the war lay not just with the White House, the Pentagon, the State Department, or the CIA, but with everyone. Former President George W. Bush is never seen, but his State of the Union speech is heard. The same is true for former Secretary of State Colin Powell's speech to the United Nations, in which he quotes flawed information obtained from Iraqi sources.
The source was an eyewitness, an Iraqi chemical engineer who supervised one of these facilities.
Producer Charlie Fink says not portraying the political figures was a deliberate choice.
By showing the actions of regular people, you know, all of us are guilty in some way of starting the Iraq War. It's true we deferred to our leaders, but, you know, that deferral is an action. And that is what the characters in the show did.
Historical fiction, it dazzles, it frazzles, burning bright as the dying sun.
The energetic cast includes three characters known as the Fundits, who tell the tale through what they call historical fiction, not facts, but flair, not evidence, but embellishment. The Fundits, Emily Levy, Meredith Richard, and Kyle Durkee, act as a Greek chorus. They, like the audience, know the ending, but highlight the absurdity anyway. The model director Marshall Palette used is three high school girls who comment on everyone else, but never turn their insight on themselves. The main characters include three men who are looking to make their marks, and they're all based on real people. John Delaporta plays Curveball, the Iraqi informant Rafid Ahmed Alwan, whose fabricated tale of Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons program gets passed to German detective Rickart, played by Paul Scanlon. The unverified story makes its way to CIA analyst Nelson, and eventually to former weapons inspector David Kay, played by Harry A. Winter. The play progresses from 2001 to 2003, as shown by marquee signs and numbered badges the characters wear. As time passes, the cast's seemingly insignificant decisions lead to the start of the Iraq War. Writer-director Marshall Palette told VOA that he wanted to show how even minor people in the U.S. government played pivotal roles in the downward spiral to war.
You know, this show is about some very real people who are just average, mid to low level worker bees that really mess things up because they weren't careful.
John Delaporta plays the Iraqi informant Curveball. He wanted to show how his character changed from a good timing asylum seeker who rapped "Who's Your Baghdaddy" in the middle of the show to someone who betrayed his friends.
Everything that he's saying is true to him. Of all the fun stuff he's doing, of all the fun he's having, the most important thing ultimately is that he's creating a real friendship along the way. And ultimately, he feels at the end, finally, that he has somehow committed a betrayal himself. And, I mean, that's part of the tragedy of the character, is that he really doesn't understand what happened.
Harry A. Winter says he tried to show the feelings of those who were sure that Saddam Hussein had chemical and biological weapons.
Every evening I try to put myself in the position of the people who got sucked in the surety that there was something there. And I was one of those. So I'm either doing penance for that or trying to explain those people's positions.
As the characters realize there are no chemical weapons in Iraq, the fantasy in which they have put their faith begins to unravel. The ballad, "Speak to Me Tomorrow," has Curveball and others realize the consequences of their actions: death, destruction, and devastation. The Fundits, in character, then point to the lesson of the show: we believed what we wanted to believe, facts notwithstanding.
Burning bright as the dying sun, historical fiction.
Who's Your Baghdaddy leaves the audience laughing, but, like all good satire, thinking as well. In doing so, it accomplishes what producer Charlie Fink wrote in the program, that people would see and accept our responsibility as citizens for what happened, and decide what we will do in the future. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
So, David, what did you come away with from the show?
Actually, like all good satire, it made me laugh, but it also made me think, particularly as I thought over some of the songs in the show. It really showed how people kind of ignored the facts and did what they really wanted to do, in spite of evidence that said it was a bad decision.
So it makes you laugh, but it makes you think, too. How did your thoughts on the subject change?
Ironically, I found myself feeling like the cast had showed that our leaders were not just the ones responsible for getting us into the Gulf War, but that we all played a part in it by allowing them to do what they eventually ended up doing.
Thank you, Dave.